Okay, kids, we'll talk about Avicii soon. Just keep listening.
On the next Staunton City Limits, Rob bites the finger off a snapping turtle. But first, the Pope.
The Pope.
Some news outlets reported he had, like, congestion in his lungs.
Yeah.
He has one lung. He had a lung removed when he was a kid.
But through the power of Jesus, he's now got two again. Rob, continue. Oh, wait, they're Catholic, right? Through the power of Mary, mother of Jesus.
It brings up a point that I've been wanting to mention.
Let's hear this.
Even Jesus had a stepdad.
Oh, man.
Something to think about.
Indeed, indeed.
There's a documentary on Netflix, I Am Tim, which in the documentary they ask him, who is Avicii? And he says, I'm Tim. So that's where the title came from.
Oh, okay.
But it's because his name's Tim Berg.
Well, that's cool. I can see why he went by a stage name. Something about Tim Berg just doesn't have that broad appeal to me.
He was essentially a nerd in middle school.
Weren't we all?
He wasn't really popular, is all I'm saying. And he spent his time somehow on the computer making beats with some program he found.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like Fruity Loops on the documentary, but it was a version of it. It might have been an off-brand.
Depending on how young he was, it could have been something that launched off of Fruity Loops. But yeah.
He was posting on forums some of the beats he made. Super underground forums.
It's kind of like how we got our start.
Yeah.
How we blew up with the beats.
Where nerds hang out. And he was noticed by a club promoter.
Huh.
Who was like, hey, why don't you come hang out a little bit? And he started to develop him. And you'll know this all if you watch the documentary.
No, you're saving me valuable time here. I'm listening. I'm engrossed.
He showed him the ropes, showed him the business as well as he knew it. And then once he had a couple polished, really good beats together, he tried to shop them and sell them, and was able to, and bluffed like crazy. He had labels thinking that other labels were ready to buy, and they weren't.
See, that's what you do. Anyway, go ahead. I love that rationale, though.
They got $500,000 for the first song to buy the complete rights to it, like lifetime rights, levels.
I love that song, by the way.
The label had offered $250,000, I think it was, and they're like, nah, gotta have $500,000 because this other... We're already getting a $500,000 offer. We just really like your, ability to push it more.
We like your brand.
Yeah, you guys can do more with it. That's why we really want the deal with you guys. Anyway, it happened. The label later found out, and the they felt duped, but...
Legally speaking, they did it on their own.
But within 6 weeks of having purchased it, they had already made $2.5 million off of it.
So it's kind of like, let sleeping dogs lie and cash your fucking check.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They're going to be anyway, the...
They were aggressive considering they were broke at the time. He hung out in his little tiny bedroom with his middle school friend. His friends on the documentary saying, yeah, it got really farty in there over the summer. We would just sit around and eat ramen and had a bad diet. And sometimes we'd have to go sit on the roof because it was so nasty in there.
You know what? That's the way I like to reminisce about this pod. You know, people ask me 10, 20 years from now, what do you remember the most? Like, pretty farty.
Getting down to the subject matter, eventually... He was so popular that he was charging $250,000 a show and even $500,000. If you wanted to book him there at the end, you would have had to come up with that $500,000.
If you're going to pay me $500,000 and that's it, okay, I really need this. I got this other club here wanting me to bring people in. I've already got the $500,000. I just like your club sign better. It's more fluorescent.
He struggled with mental health. You know, which happens.
Who doesn't?
I think it, who doesn't?
Okay. And you know what? I'm going to be the first guy to ever say this. I have mental health issues, but I'm not struggling with them. You know what the secret is? Can't struggle if you're not moving. Stop trying to move.
He was famous at a young age. But so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, he had sex thrown at him at a young age, and he had drugs and all kinds of stuff.
Got some sex on me. Ah!
He resisted it pretty well, apparently. Everyone says he fought doing drugs for a long time. He wanted to stay clean, and then apparently the stresses of the road eventually got him on something that like an accelerant.
He should have taken the flights instead. The road can be rough.
Down to the subject matter again. Sorry, last time, but this time for real. How did he die? He had just come out of his shell and started producing some more music. Because he had taken a couple years off.
Sounds like he could afford to do that.
He finally decided, I'm ready. I'm going to do this. They worked for about a week. He had a solo vacation that he wanted to take. He took it.
Now, see, the way you phrased that just now doesn't make it seem as weird as when you were initially telling me about this. Because, like, I thought, man, a guy who's... you know, I guess lack of a better term, melancholy. He has apparently some demons he's fighting off and stuff. Taking a solo trip, that just seems odd. But when it's like, oh, okay, it could be like a cleansing thing.
Well, he had been doing a lot of that, where he was trying to connect with nature. He was trying to get to more simple
focus on the chi, align your chi.
He did a ton of that.
Yeah, you should focus on your chi more.
And this was supposedly another like effort in that.
Yeah.
His friends didn't think a whole lot of it. They're like, dang, sorry. You know, they hated they missed him because he was back producing. They wanted to be around it. They're like, we'll catch you when you get back in town. Anyway, supposedly he committed suicide. That's the weirdest thing to me. The 28-year-old was found dead in the Middle Eastern country of Oman.
Yeah.
And
sounds about right.
The method of death was a shard of glass that caused massive bleeding. Now, hold on. Two sources tell us Avicii broke a bottle and used the glass to inflict fatal wounds. One of the sources says it was a wine bottle. Two sources say that the point of injury was Avicii's neck. Another strongly denies that, saying it was his wrist. We cannot confirm this, but the sources were privy to specific information about Avicii's death. So, well, they had an inside track, and yet they have...
contradicting accounts here.
Yeah, but the weird thing to me just is a broken wine bottle. Because, here's why. I've never heard of anyone else using that.
Yeah.
And it's not an automatic easy way out.
No.
If you're super depressed, and you're ready to take yourself out, and you're filthy rich, and you planned it, you would do it in more surefire fashion. And if you didn't plan it... I don't think it would boil down to that.
Yeah.
Usually people...
it sounds like a mess to clean up, too. I mean, have you thought about that? If you're going to kill yourself, the least you could do is think about the living afterwards and be like, well, they don't need to spray down the whole place with formaldehyde. There's no reason to make a big pool of anything to, you know...
Avicii's family released a statement that included the clear message that it was suicide. He really struggled with thoughts about meaning of life. Happiness. He could not go on any longer. He wanted to find peace.
This isn't practical because it's not a surefire way to off yourself, and it's just it just sounds like a messy, painful, dirty way of suicide.
Look how big they blew up the Liam Payne thing. Like, all the investigation into it and everything. But with this, it's just, we just accept it's a suicide. That's it. We're done. On to the next.
Yeah.
Via a shard of glass or either the broken bottle itself, which is in and of itself enough for suspicion.
You know, I just wonder, you said this happened in the Middle Eastern country of Oman.
He's a rich guy in a remote area. Like, this could easily have been a targeted hit by someone that knew he was there. Or by just a random person, like, hey, oh, this is a rich American. Let's go shake him down for $2,000 or whatever he's got. And it just went south, and they framed it up so it looked like a suicide.
I don't think, this is just me speculating here. I don't think they framed it up as anything. I just think these guys are just whoever had jurisdiction over this probably just didn't give a fuck. Oh, it's a rich guy, rich American. Where? Moving on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not so much a conspiracy. It, like you said, it could be a complete rando, but we're not going to know because it just doesn't seem to me that there's a lot of information initially, aside from, oh, it's a suicide. We're just going to close the book on that. That sounds like law enforcement being like, it's just easier if we just call it that.
That was one strong theory that came out that he was going to expose child trafficking because he was...
We've all seen Taken.
Enough. He had seen enough. He knew enough. He was supposedly going to work with a filmmaker to blow the top off of it.
Yeah.
He was against it. And
I'm going to assume it wasn't Roman Polanski or Woody Allen.
And so, you know, there's a chance someone put a hit on him because of that. Anywhere you see that pop up, there's a rebuttal of, well, these types of theories always come out when someone famous dies because people are clinging, hoping that there's more to it and that they didn't kill themselves or whatever. I'm like, okay, but that's still just sweeping it under the rug.
Yeah, you're kind of like, okay, this was more typical of a suicide, like if it was a gunshot to the head, like from a handgun, a pistol, a derringer, what have you, okay, all right, I would be more prone to believe, especially hearing about his mental state, that it was a suicide. But needless to say, this is very extreme circumstances. I mean, anybody who just wants to just minimize the attention we're trying to put towards this, what's your angle? Why does this seem so rudimentarily, like, procedural to you? How many deaths do you know end with shards of glass in the neck and or wrist? Suicide attempts at that.
Most of the time when someone tries to cut themselves, it doesn't quite kill them anyway. I'm not saying sometimes it doesn't, but...
Yeah. I mean, how many times have people been rescued in a tub of their own blood?
But you're telling me you got a shard of glass that's so sharp.
Yeah, you broke a bottle. You took a whole wine bottle and was like, fuck this. Like, you get into a street fight with yourself.
Why the conflicting info? Was it his neck or his wrist? Because that makes a difference, too. I can't see anyone going after their neck.
The only thing I could think of is that if he went for his wrist, he was holding up by his neck and maybe vice versa. I don't know. That's the only way I could see, like, there would be conflicting accounts on the same thing.
Supposedly he was pushed to do it because of all the pressure, but he had already left the industry. He was departed from the really pressure cooker.
Well, he was suffering. It was the invisible scars that you didn't see, Rob. I don't know, just stuff like that.
He could have been high enough to do it or whatever, but...
Yeah, but drugs are supposed to make you feel good, not make you feel worse. If you're feeling worse, you're doing the wrong kind of drugs. But, I don't know, for someone to just glaze it over, like, oh, this is just regular suicide, like, no the fuck it's not, and that kind of makes you seem suspicious, you know? At the very least, not interested in doing your job. I'd love to interview the investigators, if that's assuming what they call themselves, that initially responded to this. Yeah, definitely suicide. Seen the broken wine bottle a million times. God.
Supposedly a day before his death, he had a diary entry.
Was he Doogie Howser? Dear Journal, this is the last entry I'll ever write in this. Just kidding.
Avicii died in Muscat, Oman, where he had been vacationing prior to his death by suicide. He arrived in the country on April 8th to visit with friends in the country's royal family. During his vacation, he stayed at the Muscat Hills Resort, where he, quote, seemed to be in good spirits, according to a statement from the hotel. During the stay, he went kite surfing, sailed with friends, and posed for photos with fans. A local DJ, Maitreyi Joshi, was spinning at the hotel and recalled meeting the global star. He told me he liked Oman so much, he would probably extend his journey and stay for a few extra days. Prior to the trip, Avicii had been working on new music with singer-songwriter Joe Janiak at his home studio in Los Angeles. They spent weeks writing a batch of new songs, working until the day before Avicii left. So kind of like I said, he was finally getting back into it. Now, granted, when he was active, he was doing 300 shows a year. I mean, he was really busy. He took a huge break from it, but he was feeling that itch, I guess. He was getting back into it, but everyone here is saying he was having a great vacation.
Yeah, it sounds like from the circumstances here that for a solo trip, it was actually kind of nice. You know, you can't really say it's a solo trip, though, because he was going to meet friends, apparently.
artist that was working with him the last 2 weeks said, that's the shocking thing. He didn't seem like a guy at the end of his days. Seemed like he was in a good place to everybody. And his father, Klass Bergling, didn't believe his son traveled to Amman with the intention of killing himself. He thinks that it's more like a traffic accident. A few things fell into place and it just went that way. I'm like, man, I don't
know. That's an interesting rationale, yeah.
They have to make sense of it in their mind, I think, somehow as a parent. Yeah. And maybe somehow as a fan or whatever. But it's so fishy to me. Everyone said he was in good spirits and stuff. I'm like, man, I don't know.
What the hell kind of drugs was he on? This sounds like some Floridian bath salts type shit.
That would be interesting, a toxicology report. And there may be one. But anyway, his final years of life, he was keeping a journal series that shed light on his inner demons and health struggles. He did have some health issues, by the way. Fans initially thought maybe that's what got him, like his pancreas or something like that. And then his tour managers and people came out and said, well, we're just confirming he's dead. That's all we're going to say. Yeah. But he is for
sure. That's all we know.
They weren't coming out and trying to give too many details. And supposedly the local authorities ruled out foul play.
Oh, I'm sure after a rigorous investigation.
His final journal entry, which I was trying to find earlier, he penned the day before he died by suicide. They're just claiming it as fact again. Reportedly read, the shedding of the soul is the last attachment, comma, before it restarts. The shedding of the soul is the last attachment before it restarts.
That sounds like you're saying something when really you're not
saying a thing.
You know, it sounds deep, but it's surprisingly even more shallow than it sounds.
That's not enough for me to think he killed himself the next day.
I mean, I just posted that this morning. I'm still alive. I don't see any broken wine bottles in sight. None of that just seems concrete to me, but like you said, everyone's kind of just, you know, making sense of it as like, oh, it's just a tragic accident, suicide.
He was dating Czech model Teresa Karsirova at the time of his death.
I hope he didn't pronounce her name like you just did. It sounds like that wouldn't be the only person he's dating if he did.
Which they were kind of keeping it somewhat private.
She was all like, I'm in the will, by the way. hey, where's that, who's the person who reads the will? Fuck, the word just left me.
Let's see.
I want to say officiator, but that's not it. Overseer? Nope, not it. Oh, this is going to bug me until I think of it.
Sorry, I was looking at his legacy and other things. And
the guy who...
And the model.
The guy who, foresees the following of the will. What is that called?
Conservator?
Is that what that's called? I don't know. That's not the word I was going for.
You're talking about like power of attorney when they're alive, but
like the person who like reads the will and makes sure all the shit goes to where it's supposed to. What is that action called? That role? If you have any suggestions, feel free to drop it on our Facebook. Robin Todd, or Staunton City Limits on
Executor.
Instagram. Ah, damn it! That is so right! Ah, fuck! I knew that!
Is responsible for ensuring the deceased person's wishes, as outlined in the will.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for, the executor. Anyway, she was probably reaching out to the executor, coincidentally bringing their relationship to the public. You know, shedding light on it. You know, another telltale sign about the circumstances of this, considering this guy was Mr. 500K, it seems, the two times you're telling me he negotiated things, he's got some money to throw around. So I wonder who benefited the most from his death. That could be a interesting detail.
Or benefited at all, who wouldn't have benefited if he had been alive.
Yeah.
I feel like that theory would have come out if it was,
you know what?
Maybe valid, but
I think it just did, bud. I'm going to take all the facts that I choose to recognize and then put them together and make it sound legitimate and a little frantic.
I want footage from the hallway. They may not have had it. It's not 2024, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and then on top of that, I just wonder, like, when it comes to foreign countries, like, yeah, they might be like America Junior in some ways, but, like, practically speaking, how efficient is their security, you know? When you go to the Middle East, you'll be looking at what seems to be like an America-type country, yet looking, you know, in the details of it, there's obviously some major inefficiencies. But they don't want you to know that, Rob.
April 20th, 2018. Modern enough, but...
Are we talking like, is this the type of place that has cameras for show? But, you know, the shitty images?
And if something did go down, did the footage magically get erased or overwritten, edited, like...
See, that's another thing, too. If the cops aren't doing their jobs, the footage very well could just be as innocently overwritten. Because those things only have, what, like a week or two of shelf life before they start overwriting? I don't know.
If it's not their first cover-up, they probably have a method.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
You know, they'll probably edit in clips of this episode and with it and be like, ah, these guys just covered up the footage. They must have something to do with it. Which, it would give us a little notoriety. But no, maybe not what we're looking for.
Keep us from paying for advertising.
Yeah, a lot of free advertising, yeah. A lot better than that billboard that fell on people in Korea or wherever the fuck.
That was a huge billboard, by the way.
Yeah, I think it was for Aunt Jemima pancakes. Seems best like it... pancakes. Or from Aunt Jemima.
That's kind of all we have on Avicii. That just struck me for some reason. I was like, it seems fishy to me, and I just want to talk about it. But hopefully I had enough concise information for everybody there that they may not have already known about.
Hopefully you won't mysteriously commit suicide with a wine bottle before next week's episode here, concerning what all we're divulging.
Really, there is not that much information, but just logically, with a wine bottle...
Well, it's just like Gene Hackman's death with the door open. Like, initially, there was no sign of foul play, but what the fuck are you gonna... What are you rationalizing here that I'm not picking up on initially of the door being open?
They say a lot of times before suicide, someone will act happy for a day or two, maybe a week, but I'm just not seeing it. If he was working on music for 3 weeks and keeping a good mind the whole time...
Yeah.
He was ready to work. I mean, that...
I tell you what would be a real good telltale sign, and this is just my opinion as someone that... I'd like to think I have a little bit more insight in the creative process than most people who are pedestrian towards it, but like, has anyone listened to what he was working on? Because that would really tell you the mental state he's in. You can't hide that shit. Not if your music's genuine, like I'm assuming it is, considering his 500K paydays. 300 shows a year, the guy had to have some soul in that. So if that music is... good, like some of his best, or something that's up there as one of his best. I mean, that to me is like saying this is a good guy who ran in some really bad circumstances. A sharp wine bottle, apparently.
His girlfriend might know more. She was probably in close contact with him, but maybe not. She's a model. She's busy. He's busy. He's out kite surfing, taking pictures.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times, like, honey, no, I can't do it right now. I'm kite surfing. With the guys. We talked about it. I told you I was doing this. Well, there's nothing I could do now. I'm in the middle of a lake in the middle of a Middle Eastern country I can't even point to on a map.
Hanging out with the DJ at the hotel.
I'm hanging out with the... I told you this.
We've got like 30 people at the pool listening.
We've been over the... God, I will so wine bottle you when I get home. And not in the good way that you look forward to. To Avicii, sorry about your death, bro. Wish it could have been a little bit less dramatic. And hopefully, if justice needs to be served, maybe we'll find it. If not, damn.
Pretty suspicious with the wine bottle. Never heard of anybody else doing that.
No.
Unless someone else, you know, hit him over the head or stabbed them with the broken glass. But self-inflicted, never heard of it. Also suspicious, no suicide note. Now, I know a lot of people don't leave one, but his little journal entry from the day before doesn't.
It seems like he's the type of person that likes to write things down, you know? So, like, if this was something that the least bit was premeditated, there should be some evidence of a telltale sign that he was going to do something drastic like this, or something that would insinuate it. I go back to this. That music he was working on, if there's any way to get a hold of it, listen to it. Because if it's dope, he's probably in good headspace, and that would just lead to even more questions. You know what it reminds me of? Kurt Cobain's suicide. How, like, people were so quick to, oh, he was on heroin, he was depressed, listen to his music, da-da-da-da-da. How many heroin addicts do you know can kill themselves with a shotgun to the head? Especially high on heroin. I mean, just soberly, you're kind of... I mean, depending on your arm length, you're kind of hard to... Maybe I'd use my toe to try to get that trigger, but Jesus Christ. That's certainly not a practical way to go. But it would be more efficient than a wine bottle to the neck and or wrist.
Well, watch the documentary on Netflix if you're moved to do so. Apparently, there's two documentaries on there. The one I saw is called I Am Tim. There's another one called His Last Show or My Last Show or Avicii.
I like I Am Tim. It seems like you're really pushing that one in your voice.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
And good luck. Don't drink wine. Wine kills, and not in ways that you think. You hold on loosely, but you don't let go. You and I both know if you squeeze too tightly, you will lose control. I think Gandhi said that. Or Mother Teresa.